Welcome to the Awakened Human Podcast, the place to be for highly progressive yet extremely grounded intuitive guidance, energetic support, metaphysical tools, and higher consciousness for highly successful, ambitious, soul-centered visionaries and leaders like you who want to make a global impact and achieve your highest fulfillment by aligning with your soul's true divine agenda and your role in God, Source, Creator's, the Divine's plan for lighted creation, and by utilizing your divine gifts, talents, and abilities from the higher realms. We do this by working with the non-physical realms of higher guidance, energy, intuition, and powerful metaphysical tools for healing and transformation. We understand that the real change and transformation that's being called for on planet Earth and in our own lives and our own businesses doesn't come from outside of us, and it doesn't come from the top or from the bottom, but rather from within. And that the change that we desire to experience in our lives and in our world requires us to change from the inside. I'm your host, Lori Ann Spagna. I'm a best-selling author, spiritual kabbalist, intuitive, energy worker, ascension guide, multidimensional channel, animal communicator, visionary, lightworker, and luminary. I have dedicated my entire professional life to helping thousands and thousands of humans and animals all over the world in service and contribution to the light, which is the expansion, the upliftment, the evolution of humanity, to awaken, to uplift, and to align with our true divine source, which exists within each and every one of us. It is my passion, joy, and purpose to share this information, energy, and consciousness with you. Thank you so much for being here today and for sharing time with me. Let's get started. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's show. It is the first ever podcast. I'm really excited about this, and I'm so grateful to you for being here. And I'm really looking forward to our time together today. So first, I hope that you heard the intro. By the time you've heard this, you will have. And the name of the podcast will be fully decided. Right now, as I record this, I'm vacillating between several names. I had this really fun Facebook challenge going on. It wasn't really a challenge. It was just an invitation through my Facebook pages to help me pick the name. And the leading choice is definitely the Awakened Human Podcast. That's been the one that has gotten the most votes. So depending on what you resonate with, you may have chosen one of the others. But overall, I think it's clear what we'll be discussing on the podcast this season. And I'm just really excited about it because it's my role and purpose and mission in this lifetime to share elevated, inspired, high vibe content with people that is outside of the norm, that is outside of the mainstream, and that for the most part isn't something that people can find in a book because it's primarily coming from the non-physical and from the previously unknown realms. So I think that's one of the things that really differentiates me and what I'm offering for the most part in my teachings and sharings is that it really is elevated, expanded, uplifted, inspired insight, information, and guidance to really support and assist humanity in this evolutionary period that we're going through. It could be called ascension, it's evolution, so that we can all come into a new way of being and existing, so we can live our highest fulfillment, and so that we can align with our soul's true divine agenda, and so that we can live our most benevolent, best life path, and so that we can be the best versions of us, our best self. And so we can manifest and materialize our dream life on this earth plane of existence so that we can do that in ways that are good and right and divinely aligned, which to me means with harm to none, ideally. We don't have to step on our brother or sister anymore. It's not about I, me, mine. That's what I call old paradigm. It's about really for the greatest good of all with harm to none. When we do that, we're really working with and in partnership with the divine, the unknown, the unseen, the infinite all that is omnipresent and omni-aware and omniconscious and is at its purest state is a kind of frequency of love of bliss, of joy, of euphoria that is beyond the average human experience. It's beyond what we typically experience in this physical world. So the energy of that is just so pure. It's beyond love that humans we typically identify with. So part of how we do all those things is really by developing and cultivating our relationship with the divine and our personal connection and union with that source, however we identify with it and however we uniquely understand it. It's not about a particular doctrine necessarily, and it's not about a particular one way is the right way or the only way. It's about your unique, intimate relationship that you connect with all of your innate gifts, talents, and abilities, which certainly do include extrasensory gifts, intuitive gifts, divine intuition, divine guidance, working with your unique team in the non-physical, which everyone has them, your team of whoever they might be. Of course, there's angels and angel guides and archangels and whole angelic realms. There are guides who are loved ones who have crossed over and transitioned, and they may be animals. They may be loved ones in the human form who have transitioned and who are choosing not to immediately reincarnate, so that they can serve as guides. That was certainly my brother. If you've ever heard my story, I'm sure I should be sharing it in some future episodes. They may be animal loved ones who have transitioned, potentially. For sure, they certainly include other beings of light who are either assigned to you or who you call in as you develop and cultivate your ability to work with the non-physical realms. And there's definitely a lot of ascended masters, and includes your own master. A lot of people don't realize that you have a master, and it's not like you're subservient in that languaging. It's that there is an ascended master who is not really you as an individuated human perspective of you, but an ascended master who is really one of your primary guides in this lifetime. You also have guardians who are there to guard you and keep you safe. There's so many beings. And as you cultivate your ability to work with them. By the way, there's also nature spirits, especially for people who are really connected to the nature realms. Nature spirits could involve what we call tree people. That's how they refer to themselves as me, or rock people, right? They're not really people, but they use that languaging when you learn to communicate with them. They are available. There is consciousness there. Of course, there's other realms as well, fairy realms, and it's called the Devic Kingdom. There's so many beings in those other realms. And then there's even planetary consciousness. I've had many incredible, we could call them dialogues or conversations or exchanges of wisdom and consciousness with planetary bodies, Mother Earth, Gaia, Sophia, or Solaris, the sun, son of God, or any of the other planets in our solar system. And there's others too, right? There's lots of planetary bodies, and there's beings, right, who are connected, beings who are connected to those planetary bodies. And when they're benevolent, which is to say they're serving the greater good, we could identify them as star family races. If you're willing to stretch with me there, this is what's available to us as we expand and up level. And of course, all of this is connected to, you know, if that's not too far out there for you, I know a lot of people in my community, that's very part of our reality, but for those of you who are new, a lot of this is connected to really just allowing those beings, however we identify with them, to support us in our journey and to guide us and lead us with information, energy, and consciousness that has not been previously available to us, because maybe we didn't know how to connect with them, or maybe we ourselves were not learning or did not yet know how to work with energy or various states of consciousness. We didn't have the tools necessarily, right? So that's what this podcast is going to be about. And I definitely want to talk about a lot about energy healing and energy work and how to utilize energy, because that is very new paradigm, right? We talk about the old paradigm. The old paradigm, we really didn't understand energy. We had this concept of like E equals MC squared. Yeah, this famous guy Einstein, we think, came up with that. But we don't really know. In the new paradigm, we totally get it. everything is energy in perpetual motion. All matter and material, all of our material substance is made up of energy that is in perpetual motion. That's what the constant is, right? And that every single thing of energy has consciousness in it, has consciousness within it. So utilizing energy in a conscious way can allow us to completely transform ourselves and our experience, can allow us to heal ourselves, can allow us to literally transform the states of our physical earth reality that are just simply not serving the greater good anymore, where people are suffering or animals are suffering or parts of the land is suffering or water. Anywhere there is any form of discord, dis-ease, this can be transformed when we really learn how to utilize energy and our personal experiences and our professional experiences can completely transform as we learn to utilize energy and as we recognize the realness of how it shows up in our everyday lives. By the way, one of the things I also really want to talk about in the future episodes is how the universal laws work, because they really do, they work both in partnership and union with the scientific laws that are associated with energy, like laws of physics, but they also are really God's laws in a sense. I'm assuming that you're not having too much of a challenge with that word God, so you can, of course, always utilize any other word that feels right to you, whether that word is spirit or the divine or quantum field or infinite all that is or love. We could go on and on with words we use to describe that all that is, that is our personal connection. It could be Jesus or Buddha or some other, the I am. Regardless, the point is that as we start recognizing these laws were put in place for us to navigate our way and that they are God's laws and science has uncovered them in ways that they've translated them in such a way that it's scientifically valid now in quantum physics, but they work together and they're governing our reality. And so when we partner that with utilizing energy, because the laws recognize energy, energy frequencies, energy vibrations. They recognize emotions. They recognize thoughts. They recognize beliefs. They recognize what we call sacred contracts or karma. But those are different things, but similar. They recognize the stories of humanity and all that has existed. They know exactly who you are. There's consciousness there too. So we'll talk about that in future episodes because there's so much to dive in there. There's so much to explore, uncover, and reveal. Again, all of this is to help us in our lives and in our businesses, in our work, in our contribution in the world. Because if you're like me, if you're anything like me, and I hope you are, if you're listening here, chances are you resonate in some way, you want to make a global impact. You want to make a lasting difference in the world. You have something important that matters. You have something to offer. And you're here because you know that what you have to offer or some music in you is not meant to die with you and is meant to be brought out into the world and is meant to serve and contribute in a great way or in some way. And even if the way it's going to serve and contribute is just your family dynamic or the animals in your world. By the way, we haven't mentioned the animals so much yet, but that's what we're here for, right? And when we learn to utilize these tools of energy and consciousness, and work with in partnership with the divine and the higher realms, we can make a much greater impact, a much greater difference for the positive upliftment of all, and really to help transform society and all of the various experiences of what I call the old paradigm that really just aren't serving us anymore in our evolution. We can transform them for the better. And that is part of the evolutionary process that's going on. So I do want to mention the animals because they're going to be part of this too. One of my earliest part of my journey of awakening came when my brother died of an unexpected drug overdose. I mentioned that earlier and I started getting messages from him And very soon after that, I started getting messages from other so-called quote unquote dead people, right? And I had to work with that for a long time before I could really understand it and know that it was real and I wasn't making it up. I'll definitely share more about that in future episodes. But very soon, immediately almost after that, and overlapping with that, was messages from the animals, because I always loved animals and I really wanted in my heart of hearts to be of service to animals on a global scale. And when I said that, I was thinking of what we call the animal kingdom, but really we're, as humans, we're part of the animal kingdom. We're included in that. So I realized soon, very soon from the animals, working with animals, that they're here to serve humans and humanity. And because I was getting messages from them and they became my teachers. So I'll definitely share a lot in this podcast about animals and their messages and animal communication and telepathy and the universal language of love that animals speak is a language of energy, of course, the energy of love. And we'll share more about that in future episodes as well. And really learning how you can communicate more effectively with animals too. So all of these topics, I also want to address crystals because I love, love, love crystals. I'm a huge crystal fan. I've called myself a crystalholic for many, many years. I've led retreats to dig for crystals in Arkansas, and I've taught people all over the world in Arkansas how to communicate with crystals and how to work with crystals for healing. We may think that's out there, some of us may, but how the crystals can serve us, even with our technology, such a huge thing. There's so many easy things we can learn about how to work with the crystals and how to utilize them and the consciousness that's stored within crystals. And we can call that the crystalline consciousness and the crystalline light and some of the codes in there that are available to us as we learn how to utilize them and how they also are facilitating and participating in the evolutionary process that humanity is going through and how they can help us with our businesses and our lives. So much in that area as well for us to really explore and to learn and to grow and to help us in our businesses, in our lives, and in our journey, and to positively uplift us and support us. And then along those lines, I just want to also mention, which is so important, such a big part, is the DNA, our DNA and our animals' DNA and the role that that plays, our DNA in our journey and what's in our DNA. Because we know scientifically, and again, we'll talk about this in episodes to come, but we know scientifically that we have more than two strands of DNA. And for years, science used to call the other 10 strands that they know is there junk and dormant. And now over the past few years, since 2012, the DNA was started to be recognized that our dormant DNA, it's not junk, it's dormant. And they've been studying it in science, right? But in the higher realms, we already know what it's good for. So when we bridge and merge these, we start to realize how much our DNA has available for us, is waiting for us to awaken. And there's codes in there and there's new consciousness available for us. The crystals kind of bridge in with that. So these are all topics we'll be discussing. I get that it's out of the mainstream. That's why I'm here. It's not typically considered information that's available out there. Science is studying it, but science is sometimes slow to study because in some cases, in their own sort of limitations. And the whole idea behind this podcast is to help us move beyond our limitations and beyond our blocks and beyond the limitations that we've lived in inside of that old paradigm so that we can really anchor into this new paradigm, which is for the good of all with harm to none, and which is really about the positive upliftment and positive expansion and elevation of humanity and of all humans and animals too, and all of Earth. This is happening whether we recognize it or not. It really is. You can tell, this is one of my favorite examples. You know, someone can say to you, they don't believe in gravity. Let's just use an earthly term from the old paradigm. But if they don't believe it, it doesn't really matter. Like, I get it. We can move beyond the Earth and there's no gravity out in space. But in this reality, gravity is real, whether you believe it or not. Well, it's the same stuff. It's the same thing with these topics we're talking about. these topics have been unknown, but it doesn't make them not real. Just because something has not been understood or not known doesn't mean it's not real. So that's why we're going to explore this and even more in the episodes to come. I'm really excited about it and really looking forward to it. I want to share one little piece for anyone who may be listening, who may have followed more of like a traditional religious path as well. Although everyone's opening up, becoming more open-minded about things, I think, on earth. I hope we are. That's my perspective that we are. But what I'll say about that is that at the time when thousands and thousands of years ago, when original texts and doctrines were brought into the world, there were people who were translating them, and those people had their own agendas and perspectives and limitations. And so there was a lot of fear over 2,000 years ago and way before that with the Kabbalah and all the formal religious doctrines that especially we in the Western societies tend to follow. And we're in a new paradigm now. We're in a new reality. So I'm not negating the importance and significance of those, especially as historical texts and especially all the wisdom that is contained in there. But I am saying at that point in history, in linear time, there were other things going on in that, what we call that was an old paradigm. So I just hope that if you do have that aspect of you that might be cynical or skeptical or uncertain or unsure about this, or even somewhat fearful or even doubting it in some way or disbelieving, that's okay with me. That really is. But have an open mind if you're going to listen. Be willing to consider that perhaps there were things that weren't known at that time or weren't considered, or maybe based on that paradigm it served. And now there's a whole new awakening for humanity that we in this reality have never experienced before. And I think that's a lot of what it is my hope and intention to bring through with this podcast. Overall, it's designed to serve, to support, to assist you in the most benevolent, best ways possible, as you come more and more into alignment with the light that you are, the brilliance and the magnificence that you are, and what you're meant to share in the world and how you're meant to share and show up in the world so that you can really make the contribution you're here to make, and so that you can live your best life, and so that you can really align with your highest fulfillment and achieve what you're meant to achieve in this world. Without all of the roadblocks, without all of the suffering, without all of the doubt, without all of the confusion and uncertainty, because that's old paradigm stuff that we just don't need anymore. Without those parts of you that maybe have been blind spotted by your own either limited perspectives or the part of you that couldn't see around the corner or had the uncertainty or maybe had been going a million miles an hour in that old paradigm of do, 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 do. And maybe not letting enough of the just feeling and being in and sensing, seeing, perceiving, allowing, right? New paradigm. So all of these things and so much more, we will be discussing, reviewing over the next, hopefully many, 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 many episodes to come. I'm really excited. I know I've said it. It is my passion, joy, and purpose to share this information, this energy, this consciousness with you and to support you on your journey. I thank you so much for being here and for showing up and spending time with me today. I can't wait to get started. And I am looking forward to our time together going forward. So with that, I'll bid you adieu for today. First episode, down, done, and completed. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good right now. So let's celebrate ourselves, celebrate you in this moment and all that you have done and all that you have achieved. This is a big achievement for me in this moment. And in the meantime, until our next episode, I am sending you so much love and wishing you your most benevolent best. I love you with all my heart. Until next time, farewell for now. Bye-bye.